The New York Times reports that the administration has targeted several areas of need, including bridges, tunnels, and train lines, homes and apartments, affected businesses, and overtime costs for emergency personnel provided by local governments. Officials say Sandy caused some $50 billion in damage to the state, putting it second only to 2005's Katrina. The news comes as several transportation improvements begin today, with the Long Island Railroad on a weekday schedule on 10 of 11 tracks. Two Amtrak tunnels under the East River are reopening, and the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel will reopen for buses during rush hour. Meanwhile, PATH train service between Manhattan and New Jersey is resuming a partial schedule. President Obama is slated to visit New York City on Thursday, which follows a trip by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on Sunday. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.